This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Tom in Baltimore coming up. Julian Assange, there's some not-so-good news coming out of the federal government regarding him, and Daryl has that story. But first, to Tom in Baltimore, listening online, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I just wanted to help you out on the Miranda warning.
Sure.
Two things to keep in mind. Police do not have to give you a Miranda warning unless two conditions exist, and that is you're in their custody and you're being questioned.
Check.
Custodial interrogation. Other than that, the Miranda warnings do not need to be given.
Why this conversation came up in the first place, for listeners just tuning in, our co-host Chris from ThinkPenguin.com was arrested last night for the first time for crossing the street with a video camera. Right. And in the booking area, you were being questioned not just about your height and your weight and your, you know, eye color, which is, you know, common booking questions, but they were also questioning you about the event, correct? Because they don't have to Mirandize you if they're asking you what, you know, color your hair is.
There was at least a question, I believe, at some point in the... wasn't an initial booking and intake. I wouldn't necessarily say it was intake, but certainly once I got to the part where they were fingerprinting me and everything else, I was being asked questions. And at least one of them was related to, you know, the event. There was a lot of other discussion going on, unrelated to, principles as opposed to,
Tom, do they have to Mirandize the person if they're asking about the alleged crime, or is it any questions at all?
The only questions that I'm aware that you are required, or at least the courts have held you're required to answer, is giving the police your name when you're arrested. Other than that, you can remain silent.
What I'm curious about is when you said the police have to give a Miranda warning. When the individual is in custody and being questioned, is that when they're being questioned about the alleged crime or any questions whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, they were asked for social security numbers and all sorts of other information.
The only thing I know the courts have upheld is when you're in custody and you're questioned about who you are, the name. Other than that, no questions unless you're Mirandized. And by the way, you were talking about someone who's not versed in the law, part of the Miranda warning is explaining what the Miranda warning is and that, in fact, you're entitled to have a lawyer and to have it present while you're being questioned.
Right, but if you get pulled over on the side of the street and they're asking you, do you know how fast you were going? That technically you're being detained and you're being questioned, but they don't read you your Miranda rights before asking you if you know how fast you were driving. They don't Mirandize you before asking, where are you going?
Yeah,
have you had anything to drink
tonight?
You
haven't been arrested yet,
but
though.
Detention isn't an arrest, and so therefore, does that qualify as custody?
But he said,
well, I would agree with you on ground that I believe, in fact, when you're in that situation, it is an arrest. However, the courts don't agree with that at all.
If in that situation you want to, you know, remain silent, you must verbalize, in accordance with Supreme Court ruling, you must verbalize or in some other way notify the police officer that you are exercising your right to remain silent.
But there's something else you guys should know. I believe there's a Supreme Court ruling that says if you're being detained and you've been detained for more than 20 minutes, you should assume that you're under arrest.
there is a certain amount of time. I don't know if they've nailed down what that is, but well, there is a certain
time. Tom might know.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
The courts have held that a traffic stop would not trigger the Miranda warning if they're asking questions. That doesn't mean you have to answer them. I wouldn't answer questions. I would give them your license, of course. I wouldn't become a deaf mute, of course. Yeah.
Right. And Chris's point was that, you know, your average person isn't going to know all of the various court cases that have said what you are and are not required to say. The average person isn't going to know that you have to verbalize and that you're exercising your right to remain silent.
There's something else that I should point out. If you do not alert them to the fact that you have, say, you know, a knife on you, they can use that against you. You have to respond to that question.
It would be a smart thing to do, especially when you're dealing with people that have guns.
Sure. Well, not just a smart question, but they can use that. If you don't, they can charge you with something, from what I understand, and it will be upheld. Even if you invoke your right to remain silent.
Well, there would be legal arguments for that. But in answer to Daryl's question, Daryl, anytime a serious situation would occur, again, the Miranda, that's what the Miranda warning is all about, that they would have to explain to you. Now, a traffic citation, pretty much a lot of people are going to have to bite that. And again, I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just telling you what the courts have upheld.
Right.
As far as a serious crime, you're going to be Mirandized, or your statement, anything that you say, will have to be thrown out. And I know there's been some cases where cops have done some trickery where they've questioned first and gotten preliminary information and then gone back and Mirandized and gotten the same information. I don't think that's correct, but the courts, I believe, and a couple cases actually said that was okay. But for the most part.
Right. And, so many times a traffic stop is basically a fishing expedition to try to find something else.
Isn't it always?
No, sometimes it's just you were going, 60 and a 35.
Have you ever been pulled over and not been asked additional questions?
Probably.
Because I can't remember probably a single time I've been pulled over or have been in a car with somebody who's been pulled over and not been asked additional questions beyond the nature of the stop or the reason they were pulled, having been pulled over.
Tom, any other comments you want to share tonight?
Well, I'll just leave you with this. Again, when you're talking about a traffic stop, they're not considering that custody. So even though I believe it is, they're outside of the area where they would have to Mirandize you.
Right. You're definitely being detained. You're not free to go.
Hey, by the way, for the guy who got arrested, get a note from your doctor relative to your hearing, and you might be able to talk with the prosecutors before the court case even and get this thing tossed out.
I would have to actually undergo some sort of hearing test because, I mean, I have had hearing tests in the past, but I don't necessarily know that.
You don't have a condition. You don't have a diagnosis. You just have a problem.
Right. I have and it's not necessarily that I can't hear, but under certain conditions, I might not be able to hear.
Well, maybe you could have perfect hearing. You just didn't hear the guy that night. That would also be an argument.
Sure. I just know from experience, I sometimes have a hard time hearing.
Yeah, by the way, as far as situations like that, when a cop tells you don't do this or don't do that, it's called what we always say is don't push a bad situation because it's a no-win situation. There's no good outcome for you in that. You can always make a complaint later about it, but at the time, you're not going to win.
But one of the things is the whole, so the question, this is a good question because this is what I've actually been talking to people about this. Why did I continue to pursue to stand my ground? And I could have probably, been very obedient and done everything, but I didn't. And the problem is that we get abused and we get thrown around enough as it is. And if you don't, if you don't stand up for your rights, they will walk all over them.
But in a situation like that, I'll tell you, he's going to argue not only was it for your safety, but his.
It's irrelevant.
The courts will always stand by him.
Objection. It's irrelevant. We can cite law on jaywalking if that was his claim.
He'll back it up with his safety. He was concerned about his safety.
I had not even finished crossing the street. I was only halfway.
Well, I mean, he wasn't in any kind of threat. I mean,
he came to me. Right, exactly.
It's not like you came over grabbing a gun.
He'll say the distraction was a safety issue.
Again, it's irrelevant. Look at the Glick decision.
Well, nonetheless, Tom is right. That's certainly what he's likely going to try to say.
We'll argue that.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. We'll keep you in the loop with this as it develops. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. right here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, the latest on Julian Assange. We've been teasing that, and Daryl, you've got the story. But first, I do want to let you know about how to save 50% off of MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and just punch in code FTL at checkout to get your discount. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off of MyPillow. It's a great pillow. I use it. Daryl, you've got one.
Yes.
It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it works great at doing that. But if you disagree for some reason, you can send it back. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you send it back, they'll send you your purchase price back to you. And that's because they really stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. Code FTL to get half off. By the way, the pillow is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So if you keep it, it's going to last you a long time. And it'll be the best pillow you've ever used because you can actually wash it. You can keep your MyPillow clean, unlike every other pillow ever, at least in my experience. You put in your washer, put in your dryer. It's designed for that. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off of one or two for the price of one. It's up to you. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. Let's get into Julian Assange. For those that want to see the video of Chris getting arrested, you'll just have to be patient. It's coming to the Free Keen YouTube channel probably sometime this weekend.
Story from The Guardian says that the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now a top priority for the U.S., according to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Sessions said that, according to CNN, that authorities have prepared charges against Assange, who is currently being held in the... They say he's currently holed up, which makes it sound like he's, you know, barricaded himself in.
Well, he is being held there against his will by the virtue of the fact that the United Kingdom has armed agents waiting outside in case he leaves the building.
I was trying to, you know, rephrase this sentence because it makes it sound
like... it's not a good sentence. It sounds like the Ecuadorian people are holding him there, and that's not true.
Well, it says he's holed up, which is generally what somebody... This guy's got himself barricaded into a facility. Somebody, he's not barricaded in.
No, but he's in a sovereign territory that is within the United Kingdom, and so therefore...
Donald Trump lavished praise on the anti-secrecy website during the presidential campaign, saying, quote, "I love WikiLeaks" at one of his rallies. But his administration has struck a different tone. Asked whether it was a priority for the DOJ to arrest Assange once and for all, Sessions told a press conference in El Paso on Thursday, "We're going to step up our effort and already are stepping up our efforts on all leaks. This is a matter that's gone beyond anything I'm aware of. We have professionals that have been in the security business of the United States for many years that are shocked by the number of leaks, and some of them are quite serious."
Haven't even heard the beginning of the Vault 7 leaks. They only gave 1% when the first release came out. Yeah. There really hasn't been anything that has hit the headlines in a big way since then, so I don't think they're much more than 1% of these releases yet.
Sessions added, "So yes, it is a priority. We've already begun to step up our efforts, and whenever a case can be made, we will seek to put some people in jail."
You know, before you go on here, I think Trump's missing an opportunity. And the opportunity, it seemed like right after the election, right after the commencement when he was, you know, anointed a couple months ago, that he seemed like he was still in campaign mode. He still sounded like the same Trump. He hadn't flip-flopped on too much at that point.
Oh, speaking of Trump in campaign mode, he filed the creation of Donald Trump 2020 the day after...
Amazing.
He was inaugurated.
The creation of what, a URL, a web URL or something, or what?
No. His campaign.
Oh, the FEC.
He made the FEC filings the day after the inauguration. It's the earliest a sitting president has ever filed for a re-election campaign.
So if he were smart, what he could do here with this CIA thing is – he said that he liked WikiLeaks, and so he could still act like he appreciates the work they're doing. Like, look how corrupt this CIA was under my predecessors. I'm not like this. We're going to hold them accountable and hold my CIA is going to be honest. I mean, it would all be BS.
Right.
But at the very least, he wouldn't have been seen as a flip-flopper.
The thing that he said about, we're going to have an executive order saying for every new regulation, you've got to get rid of two.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually read the executive order, it just says that you have to identify two. Doesn't say you have to repeal them, just identify them.
Right.
Yeah. Unless, and here's a series of loopholes that you could drive all of those 18-wheelers that Evel Knievel jumped over back in the 70s through simultaneously.
Right.
The article continues, citing unnamed officials. CNN reported that prosecutors originally struggled with whether the Australian is protected from prosecution by the First Amendment, but now believe they have found a path forward. A spokesman for the DOJ declined comment. Assange's lawyer, Barry Pollack, denied any knowledge of imminent prosecution, saying, we've had no communication with the DOJ, and they have not indicated to me that they have brought any charges against Mr. Assange.
So this is just anonymous sources within the DOJ saying that's what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
He says they've been unwilling to have any discussion at all, despite our repeated requests.
Hmm.
So Assange's lawyer is trying to speak to the DOJ to get some answers, and the DOJ is like, nope. There's more on this article, but there's another article from The Hill that I think is a lot more important. Headline, Assange says WikiLeaks will show all sorts of illegal actions by the CIA.
Yay! We knew that was coming.
Yeah. In a podcast interview, WikiLeaks head Julian Assange characterized his site's most recent series of leaks as showing, quote, all sorts of illegal actions by the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
In the same interview for the Intercept podcast, Assange accused the CIA director of slamming him to get ahead of the publicity curve. The comments came at the beginning of the interview conducted by Jeremy Scahill of the Intercept, as the two discussed CIA Director Mike Pompeo's recent speech, calling out WikiLeaks as a non-state hostile intelligence service.
So, recent speech, which we talked about earlier this week, where the CIA director basically says that he's going to attack freedom of the press and crush it.
Assange said, in fact, the reason Pompeo is launching this attack is because he understands we're exposing in this series all sorts of illegal actions by the CIA.
Right.
So he's trying to get ahead of the publicity curve and create a preemptive defense.
And attack the messenger.
The conversation addressed recent allegations that WikiLeaks has stretched the facts in its descriptions of what the CIA files showed. Those allegations were made in The Hill and other news outlets, including The Intercept. I think what they're talking about is that some of the media outlets were saying, your Android phone is compromised, where actually it was only older versions of Android.
Yeah.
So basically no Android phone that's in existence, unless it has not been updated in a number of years,
which
was compromised.
That's actually pretty common for most phones to have an outdated operating system. So that may not be entirely.
So what WikiLeaks was saying was that at some point the CIA could crack into your phone.
They may still be able to, though, because a lot of people,
if you've got like version 4,
they're shipping even with old versions.
Some are.
Yeah, a lot of phones
are now on version 7 of Android.
Yeah, most of them
don't ship with 7.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so Skype on in over at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first, and we'll approve that as soon as it comes in, and then you'll be on our list. It's easier for you to call from that point forward. Now, something else that's easy to do is shop with Free Talk Live. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can get the stuff that you want and the same great Amazon prices that you're used to, the same great service. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Otherwise, Amazon keeps it all. Instead, we'll get a piece if you go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the story about Julian Assange, some inside the government's Department of Justice, anonymous sources, are saying that there's a plan afoot to go after Assange in some way.
Yes.
And the official DOJ statement is denying any such thing. Or they're not answering questions, right? They're not scheduling interviews.
Spokesman for the DOJ declined comment. Declined. However, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, said that it is a priority to go after Assange.
All of this while Donald Trump had said that he loves WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign.
Right, because WikiLeaks published papers saying Hillary was a bad person.
And at this point, technically, WikiLeaks hasn't published anything against Donald Trump specifically that I'm aware of. The CIA leaks all have to do with the Obama administration.
Well, we don't know if it was the Obama administration or the Bush administration, because it was dated year zero.
Oh, okay. Well, smart TVs have only been around for so long, right? Like, I don't know when those started coming out.
Nor do I.
Yeah.
So, getting back into Assange's sort of rebuttal here, he's saying that WikiLeaks is going to release all sorts of information on all sorts of illegal actions by the CIA.
Loads of treasure.
He is under the belief that CIA Director Mike Pompeo started attacking WikiLeaks as sort of a preemptive attack because he knew that this was coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he better know it's coming. He knows, yeah, for sure. I mean, they've only released 1% of what they claim to have on the CIA.
Pompeo told,
they're all the best for last.
Pompeo told The Intercept that WikiLeaks was stretching the facts in saying the CIA was likely intercepting new Apple cell phones to implant malware before the iPhones were sent to purchasers. Assange said on the podcast, "I never liked that article." Though he did not defend the Apple claim, he did say that a separate controversy referenced in The Intercept, that another WikiLeaks summary, may have implied that the CIA specifically developed techniques to hack encrypted chat apps, which the documents did not show, was unwarranted. Quote, "One of the important revelations from our initial Vault 7 publications was that the CIA had enormous resources on developing endpoint attacks, that is, to attack your smartphone directly. We thought it was very important to show that, no, that's not true. The encryption itself is quite good, but if you can hack the endpoints, the encryption doesn't matter." Assange also used the interview.
And what that meant was that if you can break into the person's security before the message they're trying to send is actually encrypted.
Correct.
So, like, literally, like, this, before they hit the enter key or whatever.
Yeah. This all goes back to the back doors and or even the intercepting. So we already know. I mean, this is old news. That these organizations, the government, which organization? They probably all are capable of this, but they already have capabilities of intercepting and even the FBI and the police, I believe, have the capability of intercepting your devices and planting back doors in them. Even if so, assuming that they're not coming pre-backdoored, or let's say they come pre-backdoored for the CIA or NSA or whatever, it doesn't mean the FBI can use those backdoors. So they have to intercept and plant another backdoor in order to utilize it in court, legally speaking.
They'd have to know you were getting a phone.
Right.
And they may or may not.
But they would have to know, you know, like, if you go buy your phone at Walmart, they would have to know which specific phone you're going to buy.
Well, this is one of the reasons a lot of people in the security industry don't order their devices online. They actually go into a physical brick and mortar store, buy a laptop or whatever, and wipe the system and put their own stuff on, because it's less likely to, it might be pre-backdoored, but it's less likely to get intercepted if it's going to be used against them, as far as legal cases go.
Assange also used the interview to reaffirm stances he's taken since publishing internal Democratic Party emails last year during the presidential campaign. He said he still does not believe his site received files stolen by the Russian government and defended the site as nonpartisan. He said it would have published Republican committee emails if they had received those.
Yes, they would. I believe that.
He also said that he had no back-channel communications with Roger Stone, a former advisor to President Trump, as Stone has claimed. Stone told The Hill he communicated with Assange through a mutual friend, but said perhaps Assange did not consider the communications as formal as he did. Assange told Intercepted that he does not have a vendetta against Hillary Clinton, who is the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee. Quote, "I think I'd probably like her in person. Most good politicians
are quite charismatic." Doesn't she
want
to put him to death
in person?
Yeah.
Didn't she want to kill, like, drone bomb Julian Assange? Didn't she say something about that?
possibly. I thought that Trump may have said something like that before saying, I love WikiLeaks, too.
And really, he probably should be saying everybody, you know, he's got essentially a vendetta against all government because all of these government officials are after him.
He said, in some ways, she's a bit like me. She's a bit wonkish, a bit awkward, so maybe we'd get along.
Skeptical.
Hillary Clinton says she does not recall joking about droning Julian Assange, according to Madeleine Conway.
I wonder if Barack Obama remembers joking about drone bombing the Hansen brothers or Jonas brothers or whoever the hell it was. Remember, he was like, there's this group of teenage boys here, and Sasha and Malia have a big crush on them, so boys, just remember two words, predator drone. And
sick.
Everybody in the audience was
yeah, droning so funny. The conservative website True Pundit cited anonymous State Department sources in a report on Sunday, this was late last year when this was published, to claim that Hillary Clinton, in 2010, suggested to some staff members that the U.S. drone Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, whose website had embarrassed the United States government when it published diplomatic cables, among other documents. The website claimed that Clinton had said at the time, quote, can't we just drone this guy, unquote. So, Ms. Clinton apparently is saying she doesn't recall that, which, of course, is the perfect political answer to any kind of question you don't want to answer.
Right. I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a woman that doesn't recall so many things, she has made a lot of money on memoirs.
She further said that, quote, it would have been a joke if it had been said, but I don't recall that. So,
of course.
She was just joking if she said that. About drone bombing.
But she doesn't recall having ever said that. But yeah. If she did say it,
it
totally
was just a joke. Just would a drone bomb that pesky WikiLeaks guy.
You know, all this revelation here, it kind of backs up the story about the rape and Julian Assange and what he's been saying for years. That
the false rape allegations?
The U.S. government only wants to get him out of there in order to be able to extradite him to the U.S.
Well, they can get rid of Julian Assange if they want to, but that's not going to stop WikiLeaks, I have a feeling. Like, if all of a sudden Julian Assange waltzes out of that Ecuadorian embassy tomorrow and, snatched up into custody by the UK government and extradited to the US and locked in a prison cell, WikiLeaks is not going down.
I'm not 100% certain about that, as you are, but
he's got to have somebody who's
a
second in command.
I think there's enough activists out there that they're still, they're not. It's not
he has staff already. He's
right,
not the
right.
only person at WikiLeaks.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
you,
true.
You, if you get in a situation like this, even if you don't have the federal government after your butt, mm-hmm. it's still a good idea to, to have somebody else who can sort of duplicate the things that you do
absolutely.
In your business. And if he doesn't have somebody who can handle running WikiLeaks or being the spokesperson for WikiLeaks, because for all we know, he doesn't really even run the thing. He's just the front of
sure.
the organization. We don't know what the organization looks like, but if he doesn't have that plan in place, he's a fool, and I don't think he's a fool.
It's vulnerabilities, though.
There's more coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie
at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Join us right here. The remaining moments are now. You may dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is talk about the freedom movement and liberty and your personal freedom and how we can accomplish more of it in our lifetime, if you like that we talk about freedom 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and you want to get behind the show financially for $5 a month, you can join the AMP program, get access to special perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And the money helps us. We invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country. Just got a new signed agreement from a radio station in Missouri today, so
nice.
I'm excited about that. We'll be able to announce them, I think, sometime after this weekend. And so all of that is possible because of listeners like you taking just a moment to go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can read a lot more about the program there and all the perks and get signed up with Bitcoin, with PayPal, with credit card. It's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's go to Jeff in Kansas, listening online. You're on radio, so we're just going to hit the dump button there. And toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So let's just move on. Daryl, you've got a story that you wanted to share.
Huge news. Huge.
All right, tell me about it.
Out of the U.S. Supreme Court, story comes from Reason's Hit and Run blog. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Colorado has no right to keep fines, fees, court costs, and restitution that it extracts from criminal defendants whose convictions are later reversed.
Interesting.
It what now? One more time.
I'll Let me read this one more time. So the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the state of Colorado does not have a right to keep fines, fees, court costs, and restitution that they have taken from someone whose conviction is later reversed.
Did they reverse the convictions of drug offenders or like marijuana offenders in that state after legalization?
Let me get in, because this is about two specific cases.
All right.
They say here, by forcing people to prove their innocence before they can get their property back is... or get back property that is rightly theirs, the court said. Colorado has been violating the 14th Amendment's guarantee to due process. The Institute for Justice, which filed a brief in the case, emphasizing that the presumption of innocence is an essential aspect of due process, makes a compelling argument that civil asset forfeiture routinely violates that principle. Mm-hmm. The court's decision in Nelson v. Colorado, which was joined by seven justices, and then they named them, came in response to challenges by Shannon Nelson and Louis Madden, who tried to get their money back that the state had taken from them based on convictions that were later overturned. Mm-hmm. Nelson, who in 2006 was convicted of two felonies and three misdemeanors based on allegations that she had abused her children, was sentenced to 20 years in prison,
wow,
ordered to pay $8,193 in court costs, fees, and restitution, $702 of which was taken from her inmate account before she won a new trial and was acquitted.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Madden, who in 2005 was convicted of two felonies based on allegations that he had patronized an underage prostitute, received an indeterminate prison sentence, ordered to pay $4,413 in court costs, fees, and restitution, nearly $2,000 of which was taken from him before he was given an appeal and the state decided not to prosecute. Nelson and Madden got a sympathetic hearing at the Colorado Court of Appeals, which concluded they had a right to refunds. But the Colorado Supreme Court disagreed, saying that they could get their money back only if they followed the process prescribed in what was commonly called the Exoneration Act. That law requires exonerated defendants seeking compensation file a lawsuit and prove their innocence by clear and convincing evidence.
So even though they were already acquitted,
yes,
or not prosecuted,
you must now
enough.
Prove that you were innocent beyond clear and convincing evidence, it's, not just reasonable doubt.
That's not even, they just ruled it wasn't constitutional, I guess, but...
Right.
So the Supreme Court said, no, that's not... That's
the
not
procedure
legit.
Is prohibitively expensive for people seeking the return of modest sums,
right,
and it is no help at all for people convicted of misdemeanors who are not even covered under the law.
Right.
More fundamentally, the Supreme Court says in an opinion by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Exoneration Act is inappropriate for people who are seeking not compensation for wrongful convictions, but the return of money that the state took based on legal determinations that are no longer valid. Ginsburg wrote, Colorado may not retain funds taken from Nelson and Madden solely because of their now invalidated convictions, for Colorado may not presume a person adjudged guilty of no crime, nonetheless guilty enough for monetary exactions to get their money back. Defendants should not be saddled with any proof burden. Instead, they are entitled to be presumed innocent.
The court made the right choice on this one.
Yes. They say the parallels here with civil asset forfeiture are pretty clear. In both cases, the government takes someone's property based on allegations of criminal activity, and in both cases, the owners are then forced to prove their innocence if they want their property back. The Institute for Justice attorney Robert Everett Johnson says Nelson v. Colorado upholds the fundamental principles that Americans are entitled to be presumed innocent until proven otherwise.
All right.
The court expressly rejected Colorado's argument that the presumption of innocence applies only at a criminal trial, explaining that the government may not presume a person adjudged guilty of no crime, nevertheless guilty enough for monetary exactions.
Wow. All right.
Unfortunately, they conclude here, unfortunately, civil asset forfeiture laws turn the presumption of innocence on its head.
But we're seeing those being repealed in some states.
At the state level. It still exists at the federal level, and then they've got this process. I forget the name of it. It's not adoption, but it's some kind of thing to where a local government steals some stuff and then they call up some federal agency and say, hey, do you want to, you know, like retroactively sign this warrant so that you handle this and then we get 80% of it? And there is a bill here in New Hampshire to do away with most of that, federal
adoption.
We'll see
how that fares.
Yes, we will. Property owners under civil asset forfeiture are required to prove their innocence in order to get their property back. And they say here at Reason that civil forfeiture is actually worse than the financial losses suffered by Nelson and Madden, because at least in their cases, the government initially had to prove them guilty of something.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with civil asset forfeiture, they just take your stuff.
And charge the stuff.
And there's no requirement that you ever be charged with a crime.
And it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's the lower standard of preponderance of evidence.
Actually, no. With civil asset forfeiture, it's the stuff is presumed guilty.
You have to prove it's innocent.
You have to say, this is my stuff, and it's innocent, and here's the evidence that it's innocent.
Right, that's my $20,000 life savings. Here's all the receipts from my paycheck.
Which are basically impossible
and
to actually pull off.
I just had to pay a lawyer $50,000 to get my $20,000 back. Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of money that's not going to come back to anyone anytime soon, the company formerly known as Clear Channel, iHeart Media, may not be surviving another year with the $20 billion in debt load that it has. They are having a tough time making enough money to make payments on the debts that they have. They say that they expect cash flow to continue to be negative and are uncertain as to whether they'll be able to refinance or extend the maturities of some of its borrowings. They basically can't afford to make the debt payments that they need to pay, and they've been trying to kick the can down the street for quite a while and have been able to do it for a while, but you know, those due dates are looming, and they're not able to push them back. They may end up going through bankruptcy, and that is what some of the experts are saying seems to be inevitable. So what is going to maybe be a nightmare for iHeartMedia, and we are on some iHeartMedia stations, by the way, and I'm glad we are. They've got some great radio stations out there. There was this major expansion in the radio business years ago, back in the 1990s, and iHeart, what was then Clear Channel, bought up a bunch of radio stations. And, you know, when companies get too big for their britches, mismanagement happens, and it can be hard to stay afloat. And this is the largest radio company in America, and so that if they crash and burn, they go into bankruptcy, we may see a bunch of radio stations hitting the market. Radio station prices have already been driven down, so that would drive prices down even further.
It could be a very good thing. So much of the media nowadays is controlled
corporate.
By very
and this could mean mom and pops
of,
might be able to buy some cheap
small
radio
set
stations.
It's all deregulated.
We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.